Day by Day with Lewis and Clark.
June 10, 1805. Filling the cash and hiding the red pirogue. The captains decide that Lewis, with a small party of men, will proceed up the South Fork to see if the Great Falls are there. This will identify for certain that the South Fork is the Missouri River. While Lewis is gone, Clark will continue to fill the cache and conceal one of the pirogues. Captain Lewis writes about the day.
The day being fair and fine, we dried all of our baggage and merchandise. Shields renewed the mainspring of my air gun. We have been much indebted to the ingenuity of this man on many occasions. Without having served any regular apprenticeship to any trade, he makes his own tools principally and works extremely well in either wood or metal, and in this way has been extremely serviceable to us, as well as being a good hunter and an excellent waterman. In order to guard against accidents, we thought it well to conceal some ammunition here, and accordingly buried a tin canister of 4 pounds of powder and an adequate quantity of lead near our tent. A canister of 6 pounds of lead and an axe in a thicket up the South Fork 300 yards distance from the point. We concluded that we still could spare more ammunition for this deposit. Captain Clark was therefore to make a further deposit in the morning, in addition to 1 keg of 20 pounds and adequate proportion of lead, which had been laid by to be buried in the large cache. We drew up the red pirogue into the middle of a small island at the entrance of Moriah's River, and secured and made fast to the trees to prevent the high floods from carrying her off, put my brand on several trees standing near her, and covered her with brush to shelter her from the effects of the sun. I still feel myself somewhat unwell with the dysentery, but determined to set out in the morning up the South Fork, or Missouri, leaving Captain Clark to complete the deposit and follow me by water with the party. Accordingly, gave orders to Drewyer, Joseph Fields, Gibson, and Goodrich to hold themselves in readiness to accompany me in the morning. Sacagawea, our Indian woman, very sick this evening. Captain Clark bled her. Captain Meriwether Lewis, June 10, 1805.
Beside the powder and ammunition, tools such as falling axes, augers, blacksmith bellows, 1 keg of flour, 2 muskets, and superfluous baggage of every description were deposited in the cache. The decision to make a cache and conceal one of the pirogues served to lighten the loads and provide more manpower for the canoes and the remaining pirogue as they proceeded over the Rocky Mountains. The iron Lewis used to brand the trees around the red pirogue read U.S. Captain M. Lewis. It is one of the few authenticated artifacts from the expedition and is now in possession of the Oregon Historical Society. Monday, Lewis camps early.
Day by Day with Lewis and Clark is written by Ed Jacobson and produced by Lenny Holloman at Yellowstone Public Radio. Captain Lewis read by Russ Palmer. Hear other days with Lewis and Clark at yellowstonepublicradio.org.